This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We learned this morning that the funeral for Pope Francis will be on Saturday. And then, of course, the next set of events is the conclave to pick the next pope, which I'm told could take a couple of weeks. I'm not intimately familiar with the process, other than they go in there and they don't leave until the white smoke, and then you have the world gets a new pope. Father Michael Dolan joining us now on Brian and Company from the Archdiocese of Hartford. Father Dolan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning yourself, Brian. How's everything?
Things are great. It's good to have you on the program again. I sort of came to, I'm 53, the first pope I remember was John Paul II, and he was around for quite a long time, and now being in a position that I'm in now, it's looking at it a little differently. I mean, the first question I have, in terms of, for you, Pope Francis and his legacy, right? I mean, there was some progressive talk, obviously the first pope from Latin America, some progressive talk, but, church doctrine didn't change at all. I mean, how do you view his legacy?
Well, I think he was John Paul was a great philosopher, Benedict was a great theologian, and Francis was a great pastor. He talked about the smell of the sheep, and when he said, "Who am I to judge?" He talked about the church as a field hospital. It was all basically very practical, it was wonderful and inspirational for us, but it's always difficult to apply because everyone's unique, precious, irrepeatable. So they bring problems, they come to the church, they want a solution. The church has satisfying answers that inspire people, but certainly his life was inspirational. He lived it simply, but on a worldwide stage.
Did you ever get the chance to interact with him or no?
No, I've never met any of my bosses. I mean, I sit way in the back.
It is obviously, there's such a hierarchy in the Catholic Church. And, I looked at sort of like a bunch of short lists of potential the next pope in the conclave. I mean, two of the 10 were from the U.S. I think there were two in Canada. Do you think there'll ever be an American pope?
Oh, I can't really foresee. We have seven cardinals going to the conclave, so that'll be interesting. But there's always a chance. You never know. We didn't expect Francis to be elected. So the first person that called me about his death was Rabbi Adler, Beth David Synagogue, my next-door neighbor, which shows the impact he has across the world, that it's the first person that called me wasn't Catholic.
Yeah.
That's a good job.
Yeah. I mean,
he's a real mensch.
Do you know the details of the conclave and such? I mean, do you know what goes on?
Oh, sure. It's nothing like the movie. Yeah, it's more like a retreat. Too bad. It's very, it's wonderful in terms of the detail that goes into it. By May 20th, I suspect, we should have a new pope, just though I was doing it the other day, going through what has to go through. There's 9 days of mourning, the Novum Dialis. The funeral comes in on kind of the tail end of that, and then they have a general congregations where they sit around, and a lot of the cardinals don't know each other. He made so many. He has actually went over the number of prescribed. He's over 120 cardinals that can actually vote. but they'll all cram in there. They'll do it, but they get to meet each other first by language groups, and then their consensus starts to form. But really, it's through prayer. It's quite the job to take on. I don't think it's certainly not like that movie. Where I like the two popes better. That was nice, because 70% of that was quotes from both of those popes.
Father Michael Dolan from the Archdiocese of Hartford joining us here on Brian and Company. Last pope conclavish kind of question, or next pope kind of question. Do you expect someone who is more on the progressive side, or maybe a more on the more conservative side? And what do you want?
You know, what do I want? I want to keep my job.
I think you're safe.
I take a vow of obedience, and I'm very happy. I answer to Archbishop Coyne, and I'm happy with my archbishop. So, but certainly, you want someone that's inspirational, someone that's going to challenge you, someone that's going to lead the church. And there's lots of hot spots that are difficult, certainly with the violence in the world today and conflict. You want someone that can speak a word of peace and also a word of consolation and preach the gospel, which is difficult to do.
You know,
a challenge.
We've talked a lot about attendance at church. I had sort of read, I thought, in one or two spots that things were sort of turning a corner a little bit. I don't know. How are things in Hartford?
Oh, it was packed. I had 1,000 at the 10:30. I had an extra one put on because there was no parking. And it was Passover, too. We share a lot between the synagogue and ourselves. So it was quite something. I think we went towards, I don't know, I'd say 2,500, 3,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah, it was a lot.
Are you enjoying your return?
Oh, to parish life?
Yeah.
Yes. I missed the high school because they won the girls' championship again. Oh, what can you do? But they're great kids. Great kids.
Yeah.
But now I have two parish, two little kids, like elementary and middle. So we talk about Elf on the Shelf a lot. But it's very nice to see families coming together. We have lots of young. We did 91 baptisms last year at my church.
Great.
So that's wonderful. It's growing and people are responding.
Good. Well, I appreciate the time, and it's good to catch up. I don't think we've caught up since you left Northwest Catholic, and we always appreciated your time and insight and the work you did at that school. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Brian. Take care.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.